Hi. We both know why you're here, don't we? You want me to do some dirty talk so you can masturbate over my hot voice and imagine me fucking you. You love the word fucking, don't you? You love the idea that I know you're sitting in front of your computer with your cock getting hard just drooling over me. But is there anyone else? I bet there is. A coworker, a girl you went to school with, maybe even a family member. Someone that just the mere thought of gives you an erection. I want you to open another tab on your computer or your laptop or whatever and get that girl up on Facebook. Done it? Good. Now, I want you to unzip your pants and get your cock out. I know that a kinky guy like you will have spent hours on this website, listening to me masturbate, wishing it was you who was giving me that pleasure. Sometimes I wish it was. But tonight isn't about me. It's about her, your crush, your dream girl. I bet you laid in bed at night imagining her voice. Oh, you know I always thought you were hot. I want you to fuck me. Are you looking at her pictures? Looking for her in a bikini or a skimpy dress? I bet you're masturbating right now, and that just me talking like this is giving you a massive pervy thrill. Well, that's just fine with me. I want you to masturbate. I want to feed your addiction and help you to pleasure yourself so you can keep coming back for more masturbation pleasure when you're on my page. I can see right through the screen and watch you massaging your cock as you sit enthralled by her. It's all right. You were born to masturbate. It's the most natural, enjoyable thing in the world. And besides, she'll never know. Oh, I wish I could watch you pump your throbbing cock. I wish I could be pumping your throbbing cock. Have you ever done this before? I mean, you've probably been on Gone Wild for a long time. Plus, there's Pornhub and Xvideos. But there's something about masturbating over someone you know that's so naughty, so taboo. I love breaking taboos. And I love guiding you into doing something so sordid. You are such a naughty boy. You really can't help it, can you? You can't go a day without thinking and drooling over her. What does she have? Big tits, long legs, a nice ass? Or maybe it's all three. Are you imagining her next to you? Imagining her hand on your cock? Here's an idea. Imagine me there too. Imagine me sucking the head of your cock while she's licking your balls. Or maybe you're fucking her from behind as she licks my clit. Yeah, I like that one too. There you go again. Every time I say fucking, your jaw goes slack and you squeeze your cock a bit harder. I wonder how you act when you're with her. Are you shy and can't make eye contact? Is she a coworker that you always help, but you aren't confident enough to ask out on a date? Or maybe you're friends, but you want more, and you're afraid it'll fuck up everything between you two. I hope those pictures of her are helping you pleasure your aching cock. You must be getting close now. I want you to close your eyes and think of her, and let the pleasure pulsing through your cock take over as you imagine fucking her missionary, fucking her doggy, fucking her cowgirl, fucking me with her sitting on my face, fucking her to a huge orgasm. Just remember, that'll never happen to you while you have your cock out on her Facebook page. Promise me when this ends, you'll do something to try and get her. Maybe you want to fuck her brains out and put your cock in all of her holes. Or maybe you have feelings for her and you want a relationship. Either way, ask her out. What's the worst that could happen? I want you to come now. I want you to pump your cock and empty your balls like the lovesick puppy you are. Do it, baby. Make a mess. Make a mess for us. There you go. Good boy. Look at all that calm. You must really like her. And me. Promise me you won't go on her page again just to jerk yourself off. Make the real thing happen. I believe in you.